الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. In the beginning, I would like to extend my congratulations for the night, which is night of mid of Sha'ban. Sha'ban, that was month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And tonight we have reached to the mid of this month, which is peak time of this month. The night that is close to Laylatul Qadr, a night that is night of blessing, a night that is night of forgiveness. And all the Muslims around the world, they celebrate this night as Shab-e Bara'at, a night that is gifted to the Prophet, peace be upon him, as Laylatul Qadr in his month. Dear brothers and sisters, in this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has gifted to the world another personality, and that is the Savior of the world. Tonight is birth of Noor, birth of the Savior of the world, birth of remaining of all the prophets in the past, who is called Baqiyatullah. As Quran has said, Baqiyatullah khayrul lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. Remaining of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessing for you if you are a believer. Tonight is the night which is night for the birth of Hujjatullah. As in hadith it has been said, لَوْلَ الْحُجَّةُ لَسَّاخَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. If Hujjat the Khuda and proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not remaining, then this earth will destroy with its people and its creatures. He is the one, and that is reason for the sustenance to this world. He is the reason for the stability of skies and earth, as it's been said, Alladhi bi yumnihi ruziqal wara. Because of him, the people and everything receives the sustenance. And because of him, there is a stability in this earth and sky. He is the one that is the reason for the stability of universe today. He becomes as a pillar between earth and sky. He is our living Imam, and the one who is named as Imamul Mahdi, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. The one who is awaited one, the one who is hope for the future of the world, that the world is going to be changed as a brightened world. The one who will fill this world with the peace and justice, as today this world is being filled with injustice and bloodshed. Today this world has become a world of terrorists. This world has become a world of criminals, a world which is completely filled with unjust people. Today, the world power have made this world as a world of bloodshed. Dear brothers and sisters, you can notice today that our brothers and sisters in Iraq are going through very difficult time. Today, those terrorists and criminals who had created havoc in the Syria in the past, those who entered to the Syria and killed thousands of the Muslim and destroyed many cities of that country, and they became a danger to the stability of the Syria. But because of awakening of the Ummah and the strong leadership in Syria, they have been thrown out of the Syria and they have been defeated in the Syria. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided a stability to the country in the Syria again with the strong leadership, and people there supported the leadership of that country. These are the terrorists. They are terrorizing the country in Pakistan, killing the people in the Pakistan, targeting the very important people, cream of the society in that country. They are puppet of the world powers, and they are puppets of the unjust powers. They are international agent and criminals, those who would like to have instability in the Islamic countries. Today it is the responsibility of all the Muslims around the world that they have to stand with the Muslims in Iraq, and they have to sympathize with the Muslims in Iraq. I would like to say condolences to the Mu'mineen and Mu'minat and Muslims in Iraq, and I would like to say condolences to the leader of the time and all the Maraji in Hawza Ilmiya Najaf. It is, of course, responsibility of our Hawzas that they have to take a stand against those criminals who are being given a task to destabilize the Islamic countries. But I would like to give this hope that as they are defeated in the Syria, they will be defeated in Iraq as well. And this is the time that if we Muslim stand together against these criminals who have nothing to do with Shia or Sunnis, but media today, again, it is demonstrating that these people, they are like Sunni militants, which is not right. They are nothing to do with the Sunni or Shia. It is responsibility of Sunni ulama and Shia ulama that they have to stand together and demonstrate their unity against those takfiris of the time who are against Shia and who are against the Sunni, but they are against the humanity and if human being, and all those who are having any sympathy with humanity, they have to stand today. All those organizations who are human rights organizations, it is their responsibility that they have to stand with the Iraqi people and support them, that they can overcome on this problem and they can take control of this country. Otherwise, whole world is going to be in danger. I hope that with the help of Imam Zaman, with the blessing of tonight, our country in Iraq will be stable and Mu'mineen are going to live in the peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.